The best of Big Rick in the morning.
Good to talk to you, Big Rick.
Yeah. So, hey, it's been quite a year, man. 2020 is not messing around. What's it been like for you this year?
You know, it's been sad. It's been disastrous. It's been just a head-scratching year from, I mean, everything from friends to family to health to the things that are going on in the world. I mean, it's just, I never thought that I would experience this in my lifetime, all of these things, just the pandemic alone. I mean, did you ever think you'd be in a pandemic in your life?
I could have never fathomed that. I also never thought there would be a year without country shows. Never, ever thought that would happen.
No, and that's the worst part about the whole thing, because music is medicine, and it's not just for the fans, but for us. What we do is, I mean, it's good medicine for us and just for everybody. And for that to be ripped out, especially for Rascal Flatts and us being ready, this is going to be like our farewell tour, and then we're going to take a little break. And then this COVID thing gave us a break before we... before we could even do the farewell tour.
Right.
So it's just been a nightmare, man.
It's not farewell yet, because the farewell tour hasn't happened. Are you guys going to resume that at any point, or is it done?
No, I mean, we would love to, but I mean, we're still where we are in March. We don't know, you know, what states will, no states, you know, the kind of hard to sing in a mask. You know, I just really don't have any. I wish we had answers, but as soon as everything gets back to where everything's open and doing all that, I'm sure we'll put together the tour and go back out and do it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys had a date in Indianapolis for this past summer. That was part of that farewell tour. What other things are you and the fellas going to be doing to kind of supplement that as we move along? Are you going to do any more online performances, any other kind of PR or things happening for you?
You know, yeah. I'm not real sure what Jay and Jodon are doing. Jay's always doing something, and Jodon's probably golfing somewhere. But, you know, the first of the year, you know, I think everything's going to, you know, we've got a clean slate. We've got a fresh start. You know, if you've made it through, God's blessed us with with the ability to continue to move forward and do great things in 21. So, you know, I'm going to come out of the box running and with hope and, you know, and just do whatever I can to, you know, to get music out there. And then I got my clothing lines out there, and which has been doing great. And that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because I still get to talk to the fans. And so if you go to GaryLavox.com, you know, and check out Lavox wear and stuff. But I did a big thing where I signed it. And so I've still got social interaction with with our fans. And
okay.
So it's been fun.
You know, when you and I were chit-chatting on Instagram yesterday, DMing, as they call it nowadays, you mentioned you're out hunting with your daughter. Did you get anything good yesterday?
No, we didn't. It was kind of slow. It kind of got warm here. Warm, and it got a little windy, so it kind of slowed them down. But my my daughter's ate up with it, buddy. She loves it. So we'll be back after it here in about 2 hours.
I'm gonna keep an eye on Instagram for a good catch for her. I'm wishing the best for her there. Well, you know, the reason you and I started messaging, you know, there's this post that you put out yesterday, and it's, you know, it's gained a lot of traction. It's caught some attention. And you and I had an interaction about that. And I'm gonna put that to the side, because I think we live in a country of free thinkers. And mm-hmm. I just want to know, with this post that you put up, tell us what it was and what you're seeing that maybe I'm not seeing out of this.
Yeah, well, what I got was a friend of mine. Now, I've got a lot of friends in the police force, the military, in all branches of, you know, of military and law enforcement and first responders and that kind of thing. So one of my friends had sent me the video. I took a picture of that. Like, it showed where that lunatic's RV was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the picture on the right, I just took a picture that was actually from a video, and it showed the whole video of and I was like, wait a minute. There's the RV, and there's the source of the explosion. I don't know anything about explosions, but it did raise the question to me, like,
Yeah. And the video you're referencing is on YouTube, and it shows what appears to be like a vapor plume, like you would see from a missile or some kind of airborne projectile that, you know, would want to take something out. And I think I saw what you were seeing there. I'm not sure if I agree with that. And I think, you know, that's what you and I talked about was, you know, everybody has their own questions. But what else?
You know, I don't know if I agree with it either. I looked at it and I went, okay, well, I know I've got good eyesight. I don't know if this is truly what it is or what it's not, but let me post it up there and see. You know, everything in 2020 has been a cover up. So my point was on the, what I had said on there was, let's see how they'll cover up or what kind of cover or see how they'll cover this up with or whatever.
Right.
I mean, this entire year has been, nothing has been at face value. And then I looked at that picture, and I got it from a friend of mine that sent it that's actually a retired Dallas police officer. And I was like, huh. So it raised the question. And then I've got a lot of friends that are actually down there that are on the force, and then some Marine Corps guys that are retired explosives guys, and they had questions. I mean, I got some police officer buddies that were down there that are going,
Interesting.
This doesn't make a lot of sense.
And you're hearing this directly from friends that you have at the Nashville Police Department. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I know some people that have been down there that are in the police department. Yeah, that have questioned. You know, just as friends, us talking was going, man, this doesn't make, because it didn't make sense to them either.
Yeah.
So you know, and then just like. It doesn't make sense that a guy that's 62 years old that doesn't have a criminal record and he's not like some political lunatic, because I'm the last political conspiracy theorist person on the planet. But if it didn't come from my friends who I really trust and that know explosives, I mean, they've set them, they've detonated them, they've been in combat and seen it all. And, you know, so they were raising some stuff. And then when I got that picture, I was like, But the biggest part of the whole post I just put were, what are your thoughts? I just wanted to hear what everybody else thought. But I'll tell you what, though, Big Rick, I've never seen so much hate. If people just, they go, can't the guy just be a lunatic that blew it up?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure. I hope it was just that. But, you know, just because somebody says, hey, some lunatic down there that parked the RV and blew it up and ran a PSA for 14 minutes telling everybody to evacuate. I mean, you know, there's just weird stuff. So, I mean, those social platforms are just to ask the question, what are your thoughts?
I think that, you know, social media,
that's basically what it was.
Yeah. I think social media can bring out the worst people the more than we can imagine. Cause I saw some of those comments, and in no way did I think that you were in agreement with a lot with what was being said. But the reason I invited you on the show, I wanted to just see what you're seeing, and you've explained part of that. You know, you've talked about a cover-up. What specifically are you referring to? Is it the election? Is it, you know, other stuff? Do you have a theory on this?
Nothing seems to be at face value in 2020 anymore. Like, you know, with everything... all across the board. I mean, look how long we've been dealing with the pandemic. Do you wear a mask? Do you don't wear a mask? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
It's
a lot of frustrating information.
Yeah. It's been a whole year of questions. So when this thing happened in Nashville, that was Christmas morning when we woke up, I'm like, okay, well, here we go with this.
Yeah.
Let's see how they try to cover this up. You know what I mean? Because it's nothing, you know, okay, now we're open. Now we're... businesses aren't open. Okay, the kids can go to school. Okay, well, now they're going to close that. It's just been that all year long, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my point was, okay, was it a lunatic, some nut job in a RV that parked and wanted to blow up that building? Why do you park in front of the AT&T? Or is it what my buddy sent that's actually, you know, retired police officer that sent me that, and I've got friends down there that are going, well, I'm not sure, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going, okay, well, great. Add this to the list of 2020. What's the truth anymore, people?
Yeah. There's a lot more questions than there are answers right now. That's for sure, no matter what your opinion is. Let me ask you this. Since you've got some friends that are, you know, working that crime scene right now, you know, how are they doing? I know on TV they put on, you know, they have to, you know, put on the appearance just for the public's sake that, you know, everything's going to be okay. But how are they really doing right now?
You know, they're really doing good. You know, they putting in long hours and dealing with everybody else, the FBI and everything. So it's just, you know, when you have, you know, it's as historical and as beautiful as Music City is, and you know, there's sadness and they're grateful that, you know, to the police officers that got the people out and saved lives and took that threat serious. And, but they're doing good, just putting in long hours. And, you know, I just applaud and pray for everybody down there. You know, I mean, think about Christmas morning, they're running into where a bomb just went off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just you know, my hat's off to them, and I sure appreciate all their hard work. And I just hope they, you know, they get to the bottom of it. Love to know why the guy did it. I mean, he had like a marijuana charge or something in 1974 or something. So it didn't seem like he was some, you know, political jihadist or whatever.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you this. I mean, you're in Nashville a lot, I assume. I assume you are. You're a country musician, obviously. So you've got the pulse of the town. I mean, you know, on top of everything else that's happened this year, tornado, pandemic, now this, I mean, you know, I don't think America understands how bad it is right now for musicians, gig workers, you know, people who come on tour with you. Just can you tell them how dire it is right now for those folks?
Oh, it is so dire. I mean, it's, you know, you've got, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, people that were on salary gigs that haven't worked since or haven't got a check since June. You know, some guys are not studio guys. So if they were a bass player that played on tour and they're a live bass player or drummer or whatever the case may be, most of them haven't worked. And they've, you know, they're doing construction jobs and trying to do whatever they can do to, you know, support their family and to try to make a living. So just to have all that ripped out from under you, and, you know, because this is Music City. Most people aren't from here that are in the music business. Most of them come, you know, to try to get a record deal, try to be in the, and they finally do it. And then you've got this unbelievable pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
And everything that you knew. I mean, especially for us. I mean, we had to let everybody go. We just couldn't afford to keep everybody on salary and, you know, just keep going. So it's sad. I mean, no one is making any money in the country world playing country music, you know?
Yeah. So yeah. I hope
it's
that,
sad. Heartbreaking. It really is.
I hope that at some point Congress, or our politicians will step in and help those folks out. Hopefully that will come sooner than later. Yeah, I've got Gary LaVox on the line with me from Rascal Flatts. He's got some new music coming out in 2021. We'll talk about that in just a moment. You know, one last thing I want to ask you about, Gary, is the last time you were in Indy, or maybe a couple of years ago, you know, you were doing a show here, and you guys yourself had a bomb scare that had to cause that show to end early. So when the Nashville bombing happened, did that take you back at all to that memory?
You know, I didn't even really think about that. I just thought about what else could go wrong, and then I just cannot believe that just happened Christmas morning. What my first thought was, when my wife and I were sitting there, I said, what kind of lunatic goes to bed Christmas Eve and goes, you know what, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to load this RV up with explosives, and I'm going to drive down there Christmas morning and blow up buildings in downtown Nashville. Well, I mean, what kind of mental space do you have to be in? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That was my first thought. I was like, wow,
Yeah.
And then I even posted on there. I was like, you know what? Man, Satan never sleeps. You know, there's just so much evil and so much craziness going on in this world right now, you know?
Yeah.
If you can pray, because it's this world needs a lot of it.
Yeah. When that bomb scare happened in Indy, do you recall that night at all? I mean, how you felt, what it was like?
Yeah, it was, because it wasn't too long after the Vegas shooting,
mm-hmm.
I believe. So we had security, and our guys, our security team, they go through everything at every show, every venue, every amphitheater, and all that stuff. So there's a certain way that they do it, and so they know, hey, when this guy comes to the back, this is the way that the artist, you know, we go out this way. I mean, it's all designed, like stage left goes out this door to stage right this door. Yeah, I mean, they've got it all done, and they do that security detail every day. You know, while we're all sleeping in buses, they're all out there really putting a game plan together.
Yep.
If something was to happen. So it was the craziest thing. We're sitting there doing the show, and off the side stage, my sound monitor, my ear monitor guy, started going, telling me, you know, it was like, there's a bomb threat, go. And next thing you know, they're standing there and grabbing, and they walked us out. The police officers did, State Highway Patrol. I was like, what? Because I'm in such a different realm, you know. I'm putting on a show, you know.
Yeah.
So that's never happened to me before. And they grabbed us, put us on a golf cart, drove us away from the venue. And I was thinking, man, I didn't even get to tell anybody.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Yeah.
But that was their protocol, was they didn't want to, you know, get everybody running and hurt and trampling over each other, because they didn't know. It was a viable bomb threat is what they said. But they put us on our buses, and we stayed there in the parking lot, and they ran the bomb dogs and did it. It was just, I couldn't believe it. You know, you see that stuff on TV, you hear about it, but when it actually happens to you, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's, you're like, you know, it's like being a baseball pitcher. Like, you're in the zone, and then somebody just yanks you out of it, and they're like, by the way, you got to get out of the stadium. Like, that's got to be a memory you'll never forget.
Yeah, I mean, I still have my ear packs on, my mic in my hand, and then I'm sitting on a golf cart with all these police officers, and other police officers were running in with bomb dogs. I was like, wow.
Huh. Wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
So,
well, I can tell you our Indiana State Police troopers are always very prepared. I know a few myself, and those guys do great work. So I'm glad that they were there to make sure everything was okay.
I am too. I am too. When everybody's running out, they're running in. So I just, my hat's off to our military, our police officers, our first responders. I mean, it's just, they're true heroes. They really, really are. They do what most people wouldn't.
So I've got Gary LaVox on the line. Of course, you know him from as one of the members of Rascal Flatts. You've got some solo stuff happening very soon. Can you tell us more about what that is?
Yeah, you know, that's one good thing that happened, I guess, during the pandemic, because I had time to, you know, because I really wanted I really wanted to make a gospel record. You know, it's been a passion project, a dream project of mine, you know, growing up in the church and stuff when I was young. And I just always wanted to do that. So, and I did there's a gospel artist named Torrin Wells. And
yes,
he and I did Torrin and I did a duet on his record called Until Grace. And then I just did a song with Mercy Me on their record. And,
wow.
So I wanted to do my own, you know, so I had plenty of time.
Wow. I can't wait to hear that. I love Mercy Me. I love Mercy Me. They're incredible to work with. Yeah.
Yeah, Bart is so, I mean, they're all so talented, but Bart has songwriting, and still praying for him. He got, you know, Bart's just getting over COVID.
Oh, I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, he's not 100% yet, so still praying for him. And then I did a solo country EP as well. So 21 is going to be, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to get it out there, and hopefully I can go tour it if ever.
Any idea when the gospel or the country EP comes out? Can you give us a date yet, or is that still up in the air?
It's still in the air. Yeah, we're going to meet January and get release dates and all that kind of stuff. But it'll be 21 for sure. I just hope I can get out there and sing some of them and in front of some people, because I'm tired of singing by myself.
Yeah. One last question, Gary. Oh, I'm sorry.
My kids are tired of it. I would say my kids are tired of hearing me do it too.
One last question, you know, in support of the new country EP and of course your gospel project, are there any plans for you to tour solo as well once things get back to normal, if they ever do?
Yeah, if they do. Yeah, I will for sure.
Okay. Yeah,
I will for sure go work that stuff. So,
well, before
it's really good. I'm so excited about it. I can't even see straight. So,
well, I wanted to say before you go, Gary, you know, I appreciate you calling in. I want to thank you for coming on the show. You didn't have to do that. I know your time is precious, especially when you're spending time with your family. But I think that, you know, the interaction that you and I had is maybe an example that we could all, you know, have to learn to talk to each other better, even when we don't maybe agree on some things. And I think you calling in just shows how nice of a guy you are and what kind of standout human being you are. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing is communication. Look, if they're saying that guy, that 62-year-old got blew it up in the RV, great. I mean, I'm not going to, that's fine. But there were some things that were sent to me that I saw and some friends that are down there that make me have questions. And it's, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you have questions and things that you see on TV or whatever, it's all right to ask them. You know, that's basically what I was asking was, what is everybody else, you know, what are your thoughts on this? Is it this or is it that? Or, you know, just to raise the questions, to open up and talk about what you're seeing. And you know, and I think everybody in this year has just been on edge and, you know, don't really know, like I was saying earlier, you know, if you can take anything for face value anymore, nothing seems to ever pan out the way that it
yeah,
at first, you know. So
absolutely,
that was my old thing, was just to ask the questions. But Big Rick, thanks so much for having me, buddy. I appreciate it. I thoroughly enjoyed our time together today, man.
Big Rick in the Morning, weekdays 6 to 9 on Corn Country 100.3 and Best Of Updates at corncountry.com.